This week we celebrate some pretty amazing saints, and so we'll be wearing white a number of times this week. I guess they're all amazing, though. That's why the church recognizes them as such. And today we honor St. Francis de Sales as one who trusted in God's authority. In the 16th century, when the authority of Christ's church was being rejected, challenged and rejected, St. Francis was an important part of the movement to reestablish trust in Christ, to make the church more obviously a visible sign of the family of God, one that people could trust. I was thinking about the things that parents used to say to children that you would never hear today. One of those was, "Do what you're told." In days gone by, that was a command that ended any discussion and, for sure, any whining. It didn't make us children happy, but it did make sense because it was the voice of authority. It might even have been used unjustly, but it was authoritative. So in a way, that is what St. Francis de Sales was dealing with. The church had always sounded authoritative, but people wanted more than just authority. They wanted integrity. They wanted a church that looked like what it claimed to be, like Christ himself, who came to do God's will and who sacrificed himself as proof. When they told Jesus that his mother and his relatives were waiting to see him, his response was very clear. It is those who do the will of God who are his family. It's not worldly privilege or status or position that makes this happen. St. Francis himself enjoyed a privileged upbringing and education. He was well-liked and intelligent, and in worldly terms, he kind of had it all. But he did have this terrible internal struggle. One of the ideas of that century's rebellion against the church was that some people were predestined to eternal damnation, totally contrary to the church's teaching, then and today, and always. St. Francis had such thoughts like this, and it tells us in his story that he went into a deep 2-year depression. God healed him of this fear, which is part of his story, and afterwards Francis consecrated himself to the Blessed Virgin Mary. He later became a priest, rejecting a lucrative career and married and family life. Because he did God's will through his gentleness, his preaching skill, his zeal for the faith, and his clear explanation of proper Catholic doctrine, he returned thousands to the Catholic faith. Apparently, he even used sign language to convert the deaf. Now, if we want to follow this path of obedience and trust, we only have to read and follow the absolutely amazing spiritual work that he wrote called Introduction to the Devout Life. In it, he wrote such things as, "We shall steer safely through every storm so long as our heart is right, our intention is fervent, our courage steadfast, and our trust fixed on God." And so today, this is a good opportunity to remind ourselves. So if you're like me and you have this book on your shelf, this is a good day to take it out and start to try to get past page 20 or wherever it was that I stopped. And if you haven't got that one and you're looking for a book to guide you, especially through this upcoming Lent, St. Francis de Sales' Introduction to the Devout Life is perfect. Very, very practical. It's very, very approachable and accessible to us ordinary Catholics. Well, we can admire and learn how to be a disciple like St. Francis. Like all the saints, he will turn our attention back to the Lord, who tells us in today's gospel, "Whoever does the will of God is my mother and my brother and sister." It can appear, of course, that Jesus is rejecting his own mother, and these passages from all the synoptic gospels come up regularly during the year to remind us of our proper focus. The way Pope Benedict XVI says about, may God rest his soul, says about Mary's words of the Magnificat, "My soul magnifies the Lord." The great Pope of our time says that in these words, Mary expresses her whole program of life, not setting herself at the center, not counting on her status as the mother of our Lord, but leaving space for God. Only then does goodness enter the world, Pope Benedict says. The writer of the letter to Hebrews quotes Psalm 40, which says, "I come to do your will, O God." It was our constant refrain in the psalm, wasn't it? That letter has been proclaiming Jesus as the priest who offers himself as victim. Of course, we've had those readings from Hebrews regularly through these last couple of weeks. So Jesus shows the path for all saints to follow. Do God's will. It's not easy for you and I, of course. Easy to say, but not easy to do. But it is simple. Jesus is doing the will of the Father who wants an obedient heart. He wants sons and daughters who obey and trust and love him. That's why we pray at every Mass and during every rosary, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." The Our Father, of course. Well, we're not praying that God's will just happen on its own. We're praying that God's will be done in us. Soon we will make our Lenten sacrifices. And just like the animal sacrifices of the Old Testament, our Lenten sacrifices, year after year, do not make us holy by themselves either. It is Christ who makes us holy, in the same way he made the water of baptism holy and the bread and wine of the Eucharist holy. What our Lenten sacrifices should do for us, I know it's a little bit early to be talking about that, but it seems appropriate today when the letter of the Hebrews is talking about the Old Testament sacrifices, animal sacrifices. But what our Lenten sacrifices should do for us is to remind us of our need for God, that we cannot overcome our sin except by his grace and the once-for-all sacrifices of Jesus Christ, who perfectly accomplished God's will. So today, this week, we need to open our hearts to truly do God's will, as Mary and the disciples closest to him did, conform or mold our wills to God's will. Pray every day at the beginning of the day, "Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will." And when life gets hard, as it sometimes does, and we don't know what to do or how to think, we say it again, "Lord, let your will be done in me so that I might truly be your brother, your sister, a sharer in your own blessed life." St. Francis de Sales, pray for us.